According to shape, epithelial tissue is further classified into four types. The squamous epithelium, where the cells are thin, flat, irregularly shaped and compactly arranged. They are present in the epidermis of skin, that it forms the outer layer and it gives protection to the body from injury and entry of germs. It also helps in exchange of gases. Next, the cuboidal epithelium. Here the cells are cube-like structure and appear hexagonal in surface view. Location where it is found, that is, it is in kidney tubules. It occurs in glands like salivary gland, thyroid gland, pancreas and liver. And in the gland, this tissue is specialized to secrete enzymes and hormones. Third, that is columnar epithelium. Here cells are tall and column-like, placed side by side. Cells may have nucleus towards the base. See in the diagram, the columnar one. Here the nucleus is located towards the base. Occur in the lining of stomach, intestine, pharynx and trachea. And in intestine, they absorb the digested food, whereas it also helps in secretion of mucus and other materials. Next, the ciliated columnar epithelium. See, exactly the same thing. See it in the diagram, that only at the end, at the free end, there are cilia. Cilia helps in lashing movement of the material and also entrap the germ cells or waste materials. Next and the last, that is stratified epithelium. It is composed of several layers of the same or different kinds of epithelial cells, and it is found in the skin and cornea. So this is all about the epithelial tissue. Next, connective tissue. Connective tissue, why it is called so? Because connective tissue binds and acts as a packing tissue. It is a special type of tissue that connect various tissues and organs in the body. Connective tissue also differentiated or classified into three types. First, connective tissue proper. Second, supportive connective tissue. And third, fluid connective tissue. So first, I will tell you about fluid connective tissue. Fluid connective tissue composed of blood and lymph. Blood, we all know that the liquid part is known as plasma, and over which the blood cells, that is RBC, WBC and platelets, are suspended. RBC, these are round, contain hemoglobin. WBC, that is irregular and colorless, and platelets, they are very small, colorless and without any nucleus. Overall, blood helps in the transport of food, gases, waste and hormones, and WBC or white blood cells help to fight against the diseases. And lymph, it is slightly yellow colored fluid that surrounds all the body cells. It is plasma without RBC, without red blood cells and platelets. It only contains WBC. Lymph plays an important role in fighting against germs and bacteria. Next, connective tissue proper. This further classified into areolar tissue, adipose tissue, tendon and ligament. Now what is tendon? It contains thick bundles of strong and rigid white fibers in the matrix. This tendon helps to join muscle to bones. And what is ligament? It contains a network of strong and elastic yellow fibers in the matrix. Please note that tendon contains white fibers in the matrix. Ligament contains yellow fibers in the matrix. And ligament connect one bone to another bone. What are areolar tissue? Where it is found? This areolar tissue present between the tissues and organs and around the muscles, blood vessels and nerves. It is the gel-like substance or matrix with various types of cells, and white and yellow fibers are present. It binds the tissues together and it acts as a packing tissue. So the word packing tissue is very important here. It is a characteristic feature of areolar tissue. Last, adipose tissue. Here it contains a number of flat fat cells called adipocytes. It acts as a shock absorber around the organs. It also acts as an insulating layer because it stores fat, and fat is the bad conductor of heat. So it acts as an insulating layer and conserves body heat. So this completes the connective tissue proper. And the last one, that is supportive connective tissue. They are of two types, that is bone and cartilage. Cartilage that gives support to certain organs like